At NASA, no less than for other large organizations, operational technology systems such as rocket propulsion controls or air conditioning are becoming more automated. That means they're on the IT network. And that means, you guessed it, potential new cybersecurity problems. Joining me with more, Laura Nicolosi, Director of Mission Support at the NASA Office of Inspector General. Ms. Nicolosi, great to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What made you decide to look at this now?
Sure. Well, cybersecurity is incredibly important, and industrial control systems had been one thing that we had not specifically looked at. And of course, given the trend in society these days of operational technology systems becoming increasingly intertwined with IT, it was incredibly important, we felt, for us to get in and review this particular area.
At NASA, what are the OTs or operational technologies you feel are most vulnerable, or what might be unique to NASA that other types of organizations may not have?
Sure. So it might help for me to answer this question by giving a little bit of an overview about what NASA categorizes as critical infrastructure.
Sure.
So NASA defines critical infrastructure as essential facilities, missions, services, equipment, and interdependencies that enable the agency to fulfill its national goals and agency essential missions. So given that very broad definition, many mechanisms fall under this category because we're talking about assets that the overall agency mission is dependent on. So that includes assets such as satellite ground support stations, rocket propulsion test stands, and wind tunnels at various NASA locations across the country. And these assets are a part of the infrastructure that helps NASA support its fundamental missions, so it's important that these assets in particular are protected from harm.
And I guess when you say something like rocket propulsion test beds, something goes wrong there, it could go really wrong.
Absolutely.
And your report cites very early on an incident where something did go wrong with a cyber system affecting an operational technology system where it sounded like there was the risk of a major catastrophe by fire.
Yes. Yes. So in that particular instance, a large-scale engineering oven at NASA that uses operational technology to monitor and regulate its temperature lost that ability when a connected computer was rebooted after application of a security patch update, which was intended for standard IT systems. And the reboot caused the control software to stop running, which resulted in the oven temperature rising and a fire that destroyed spacecraft hardware inside the oven. So the reboot also impeded alarm activation, which left the fire undetected for 3.5 hours before it was discovered by an employee. So it can result in pretty material concerns developing.
This wasn't even a cyber attack or a malicious type of hacking. It was simply something that would happen in the normal course of a computer, but this computer happened to be connected to something that really mattered.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But there is also the cybersecurity hacker risk, I imagine, because all of these computers are ultimately, maybe it's a couple hops, but they're ultimately connected to some system that's on the internet.
That's right. That's right. So in our report, we highlight our concern really stems from OT components and systems being built now with sophisticated IT technology and communicating more and more today over IT networks using the same or similar protocols as are used in traditional IT networks. So this convergence, if you will, of IT with operational technology presents several unique security challenges. And we alluded just a moment ago to a particular example in our report, but to name a few more, for one, security solutions designed for IT systems may not be immediately transferable to an OT environment. Many legacy OT system components use small processors with limited computing capabilities, making it difficult to run even basic malware protection software or other security applications. In another, because OT systems are often control sensitive physical processes like cooling or heating that must operate continuously, great care must be taken to minimize operational disruptions when applying security controls designed for IT systems. And that's, you know, that the example that we discussed relates to that particular instance. And then OT systems often utilize specialized proprietary software that have vulnerabilities that cannot be identified using traditional IT tools. And then OT components tend to have long life cycles, which means embedded software may continue to operate long after the manufacturer has stopped providing support. So once connected to an right. IT network, of course, the same vulnerabilities exist that could impact your standard IT networks and data. But then you've got these special vulnerabilities that pertain specifically to those environments that are a hybrid of IT and OT components.
We're speaking with Laura Nicolosi, Director of Mission Support at the NASA Office of Inspector General. And I guess your other big finding was not simply that these conditions exist, but that NASA doesn't have a organized or well-managed framework for addressing them. Tell us about that finding.
Sure, certainly. NASA's critical infrastructure is managed by, there are different components at NASA that manage the elements of its critical infrastructure. You've got protective services, you've got strategic infrastructure, and then you've got the chief information officer. So it's important that these various components work together to protect, integrate, and work together to protect the infrastructure. One of the concerns that we identified was that NASA hadn't adequately even defined its operational technology in an effort to understand, you know, exactly what needs protection and then who needs to protect it. So the different stakeholders were working essentially in silos and not necessarily working together to address the various elements of responsibility that they each had that come together with operational technology and need addressing as a whole.
And when you add all of this up, NASA has probably hundreds or thousands of vendors involved in these test beds and these different operational technologies.
Vendors, quite a few. Yeah, our report stated that there was about 65% of NASA's assets are critical infrastructure. So there's quite a few vendors then within that control those systems, manage those systems.
Outside of internal cooperation and try to bring some counsel together for this, do you think NASA also could lean on certain contractors and say, look, you're using a 12-year-old 8-bit processor in this machine, and it can't do what we need it to do in terms of cybersecurity and being able to be seen by our network tools? Can you lean on the vendors maybe to update what they're doing?
Sure. NASA can, and NASA can also lean on other agencies that have knowledge in this particular area. One of the first steps that we believe NASA needs to do, though, before pinpointing exactly what corrections need to be made, is they really need to understand all of the collective operational technology IT systems at NASA within the Office of the Chief Information Officer, Protective Services, and Strategic Infrastructure. And they need to understand how the critical and supporting infrastructure control systems work together to achieve NASA's mission in order to develop a protection approach. And as you said, there's quite a bit of institutional knowledge relating to identifying and protecting OT and control systems with the vendors, with other agencies, as I mentioned, and that NASA could utilize to take that next step in the right direction.
They really needed an inventory of what's at danger here.
Absolutely. You need to know what exists before you can protect it adequately.
And what was management's reaction to these findings?
So management was quite receptive to the findings, actually, and it had initiated an approach where they're putting in place an enterprise protection program that's going to assist in this regard. They had initiated it during the very, very late stages of our audit and are now taking our recommendations and overseeing them this enterprise protection program is overseeing the completion of those recommendations and working with us to ensure that the intent of those recommendations has been met.
Laura Nicolosi is Director of Mission Support at the NASA Office of Inspector General. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.